And you just heard Cub Scouts release their new debut single, Do You Hear? You can find them facebook.com/scoutsmusic. And welcome into the playlist. And we are doing a call-in playlist because the last one was so huge and I got so much response. And with me is Abraham from Boston. How's it going, man?
It's going all right. I can't believe you're calling me from Boston, man. I grew up over there.
I know. You were one of the transplants. And might I say this is a good thing, because here in Los Angeles, we have so much influx of people coming into the city that we need a nice dose of people leaving the city just to kind of relieve the freeways here in Los Angeles, as you know, as congested as they are.
Nice. I didn't even think about it that way.
Yeah.
But it's cold out here, so.
I know. That's why we need more people to leave and go out there for Boston. Can you make a case for Boston so more people can go out there and not come here to L.A.?
Sure, I'll try. It's nice out here. If you like spring, if you like winter, if you like fall, you have these things called seasons out here. And it's not always just hot, so that's pretty good. You don't have to worry about drinking and driving. You can just walk home, take the subway. Don't have that in LA. What else?
I'm out here. Go visit Abraham, please. that if anything should dissuade tons of people from coming to LA.
Oh, of course. You know, or I'll have it all to myself out here, you know.
But one of the things that you guys got that we don't have is Dunkin' Donuts, which I'm very, I'm on the fence, you know, because I really enjoy their coffee and of course their Boston cream. You introduced me to the Boston cream donut.
I know. I used to, you know, before 9/11, I used to be able to take you a lot, but you know, now it kind of like the cream filling kind of shows up on the X-ray machine kind of bad, so you know, stay away from that. But yeah, I can't believe I forgot about Dunkin' Donuts, dude.
Are you being serious about the donuts? You can't take donuts with you on the plane?
Nah, I just said that. I haven't tried. I keep forgetting to bring you some. Thanks.
I'm putting you on the spot here. I'm like, why aren't you bringing me these donuts? They're that good.
Well, we used to fly out, you know, back in the day, we used to fly Krispy Kreme this way because we didn't have Krispy Kreme out here. So it showed up for like 2 years, then it disappeared, so, you know. But we have Dunkin' Donuts. You don't.
Yeah, that's the only thing that Boston has over us, and the good coffee and stuff like that. So, I opened up the phone lines, and I wanted to see if there was any sort of question you wanted to ask me other than just, you know, bringing me donuts.
I keep hearing a lot about you looking for writers. So I was wondering, what are you looking for in a writer?
Abraham, you are so brilliant. You have no idea. I am looking for writers. Right now, we have writers leaving Enter the Shell. Not in, like, for anything bad or anything like that. But what's happening is that, you know, they're getting involved in their lives and stuff like that. And I like the idea of actually bringing in new blood, you know, because that way I get a different perspective on different music that's out there. So, you know, if anything, this is more always good to bring in new blood, to bring in new ideas than anything else. So if you're interested, please email me turtle@entertheshell.com for that. And Abraham, thank you so much for deciding to call in on the show and participate. Really appreciate it.
All right. Sounds good. If you need a proofreader, I might be able to do that. I used to do that for you a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Please keep on doing it. do you visit the site and check out how horrible my writing is, or what?
I try to, but it hurts.
It hurts your eyes. My writing is so
some
terrible.
Some of the stuff is just wickedly tatted, you know?
But by the way, what's it like being a Dodger fan out in Red Sox area, or have you converted?
They don't care right now. You can be a Dodger fan out here. There's no problem with that. One thing you can't be is a Laker fan. So, you know, I hang my jersey in my cubicle, and for some reason, people avoid me like for about a month every year. So, you know, it's nice. Dodger fans, they couldn't care less. I mean, I remember when we went to the game. You know, they didn't really care when the Dodgers were playing out here.
That's,
you know,
right.
It was just the obnoxious Laker fans running around with their jerseys on. I was like, oh, come on. but you know,
they're everywhere. Just a real quick side story. I've known Abraham for, I want to say, what, like 15 years, maybe, if not a little bit more.
Close to 20 now.
Oh my God, 20 years. And Abraham was kind enough to fly me out, first class, no less, and take me to the first time the Dodgers and Red Sox ever played. And while we were there, that's when the championship series was going on with the Lakers. And as we were there at the game, there were, of course, tons of Laker fans at the game. And which brings me to that other conclusion, like, why are you going to bring a basketball jersey to a baseball game? That just makes no sense.
Exactly. Yeah, it just confirms all the L.A. stereotypes. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, man.
You know, so what if we leave in the eighth inning, you know? Whatever. We're hungry. We'll go to In-N-Out. All right. See ya.
Exactly. You guys don't have In-N-Out, though.
No, don't remind me.
Oh, man. Oh, well, thank you again for calling. And let's hear another song. Right now, we're going to hear the Toxic Avenger with Never Stop. You can find them on their Facebook, facebook.com/The Toxic Avenger Band.
Somehow you believe there's hope that exists.
And you're back on the playlist. And with me is a truck driver. How's it going? Where are you at?
I'm at the Seth Brothers Cafe in Omaha, Nebraska.
And so you download a bunch of our shows and listen while you're on the road, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks so much for doing that. I wanted to talk to you about this video that I saw you post. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to put this video on the blog, and this is the Batmobile race. This is they got the old school Batmobile, and what was that other one? That the other Batmobile was from the Michael Keaton era of Batman, right?
Yeah.
And they raced, and I'm not going to tell you who won, and you don't avoid that either, and say who won. But wasn't that a cool idea?
Yeah, I thought it was great. But the Batmobile that pretty much everyone grew up watching against the new one. On the movies.
But it was still the old one, because that was the Michael Keaton era Batmobile, you know.
Yeah.
which is just as cool. Do you like the new direction that the Batmobile went, where it was kind of more of like a tank, kind of all-terrain vehicle?
That Tumbler, I don't really care for it. I like it being a car, you know. Batmobile.
Yeah, it's just like in the movie where Michael Keaton says chicks dig the car. What two vehicles would you like to see raced?
Well, there's a few, but one that comes to mind is the striped tomato from Starsky and Hutch versus the General Lee.
That's a good one.
I think that'll be the drag race. You ever watched the movie Vanishing Point?
No.
I forgot who was in the original one, but they made a remake with Viggo Mortensen and a white Challenger. Pretty much just racing across the roads and whatnot. Like, see that against the original Bluesmobile.
With the big megaphone on top?
That too. Might add a little wind resistance, but extra challenge. I think the Bluesmobile could take it.
Yeah, I would like to see the Enterprise versus Battlestar Galactica in a shootout, though, to see who would win.
Oh, that's interesting. I thought about space.
Right?
Yeah.
Cool. So, are you enjoying your adventures on the road? I read your blog that you do, and it's very insightful, just about kind of the interesting things that you go in through about on the road. Do you mind if I give that, URL out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. And for those that don't read your blog and that are about to, can you, say what it is?
Basically just my thoughts on my new career. I just started as a trucker, and just random thoughts I have going over the road and experiences with people and the business and everything that's going on, and just some random other thoughts about stuff I think about.
I really enjoy your writing. It's really insightful, and you know, you, and maybe it's just because I know you, so when I read it kind of in your voice, you know.
Try reading it in a more animated voice, but a little more entertaining.
Yeah, and the website to go see that is thehoserlivejournal.com, and I'll tell you what, I will put a link on Enter the Shell so people can check that out. Cool?
Cool. Thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. And enjoy life on the road. And get this. When you come back, let me know. And maybe, for those that don't know, the Hoser, he is an accomplished barbecue artist. And I think me and you need to film a real quick, you know, barbecue tutorial or something.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely have to go down when I get
Yeah. All right, man. Well, thank you so much for calling. And we are going to take another real quick break as we hear Dan London with a little bit more. For more information on Dan London, you can find him danlondon.net.
Don't you know a little? I like to make the pretty. still don't know if I pass. When she said, don't you know a little, don't make me upset. Don't you know a little, don't take the drink yet. Don't you know a little, I like to make the pretty voice. Now you know a little about me.
Turtle, what's up, man? Bravo, just want to call and say, hey.
Walking up brick stairs behind you, saw you disappear around the corner. In the sun. Walking in a different direction, but bound, and you disappear, you disappear. Come.
And that was Everest with Rapture. You could find them everestband.com. And with me on the phone is the Bull. Bull, how's it going, man? Welcome welcome to the playlist.
Hey, Turtle. I'm an end of the show. My God, what a pleasure.
You finally made it.
Yeah. It's been a couple of years. And yeah, how are things with you? I see the show's doing really well.
You know, I'm just working on a lot of different projects right now. And keeping busy. You know, when I first started doing this, I didn't figure I would get so busy. I just thought, okay, I would do this, you know, once a week, and, you know, and whenever I could. And then all of a sudden, it just started becoming all-encompassing. You knew me, right? Kind of at the very beginning stages of when I was doing Enter the Shell. And to see me now is like, I'm just constantly busy, right?
Right. I remember when, I guess a couple summers ago, I was in Chicago. And, you know, I was working out there and living, we talked about this. And, you know, I remember when you initially were, you know, like I said, talking about the content of the show, it just blew up. And, you know, and I'm really proud of you. You're doing good. I see you got banned. In fact, today on your Facebook, if you checked, I guess you had an interview with the Buzzcocks, or you put up a post?
Yeah, we gave the Buzzcocks our coveted Artist of the Week, and this is our Legend series, so we deem them as legends.
They are legends. In fact, I saw the Buzzcocks in 79 at the Palladium. I believe it was the Palladium of the Palace. And I was just a mere 15-year-old, kid in high school from Long Beach, and I got turned on to them by a radio station, a popular radio station in L.A. that does alternative. I'm not going to name the name, but I'm sure everybody knows. But, and it was kind of nice going on my Facebook, seeing you are acknowledging, one of the pioneers of alternative rock from Britain that did tour America.
That's what we do. We try to expand people's palates in music, because a lot of the times, people just... they don't go back in time. They only go forward in time in music. And, there's a lot of stuff that was done back then that, needs to be appreciated still to this day.
Yeah, you know what? You make a good point, because, I kind of want to shoot myself. I know there's a lot of great new bands out there. I get turned on, I get turned on by a lot of my friends or colleagues. And, I always go back to the roots. And for some reason, the last 5 years, I just go back to the stuff I grew up with, or even before that. I mean, we're talking, The Doors, Roxy Music, Talking Heads, that's what, I remember. And I always go back and I'm listening to it, and I appreciate it a lot more.
Within the past, I want to say 4 or 5 years, I just got into the Talking Heads. And David Byrne is like amazing. The way he mixes kind of the electronic element with the live instrumentation, it seems seamless and it seems effortless to him, whereas like a lot of people try to do that and they can't pull that off.
Right. And, David Byrne actually, he got into Latin music, I think, like about the late 90s and 2000s. And, he's an innovator. He's always been very, very cutting edge. And, and it's funny because I remember when they first came out in the late 70s. At the time, I was still a kid, and I was listening to, typical commercial radio stations, and, they wouldn't play the Talking Heads. And then I got turned on by the station in my hometown of Long Beach. It was Rock and Rhythm KNAC, and they were playing them a lot, and Elvis Costello, and I just said, wow. And, I've been a Talking Heads fan since then. And, unfortunately, they broke up in the 90s or the late 80s, and but David has continued to, put out good work. So, that's a great band, and I always tip my hat to them. And, that's what I do remember of them. But, I was fortunate enough to, work in the industry in the heyday, I call it, right after college in the 80s and into the 90s and a little bit the 2000s. And that's when we met. And, I just share with you stories, of, my experience in the industry. But now it's changed with the advent of internet, with the advent of social media. I mean, it's pretty much... it's not the same anymore. I mean, you kind of cut the middleman out, but, I'm kind of old school where I like, talking to people and seeing the middleman, if that makes any sense.
But I think your form is great. I really like Enter the Show. That's a great program.
Thanks, man. Thanks. And one of the fun things that I enjoy doing is I like being invited to people's homes. And that's what you did. You invited me to your home, and we sat down, and you pulled out your record collection. And that's when you played... it was Elton John. It was The Brown Dirt Cowboy.
Captain Fantastic and The Brown Dirt Cowboy. The very first album I bought with my own money. Back in the 70s, yeah.
That album was so good that I went to Amoeba, and I went, and I couldn't find it on record, but I actually found it on CD. And it was that good that I had to buy it. So thank you for that.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean... I had people turn me on. I remember when I was growing up, I used to go to my uncle. My uncle was in the industry, and I used to go to his house. You know, I was to drive from L.A. or Long Beach into the Hollywood Hills, into the Valley to go see him. And I mean, he turned me on to, like, the Doors. You know, I just like to pass it on, you know. And I do the same thing to my kids, even though they live up north. You know, I tell them what I listen to, you know. And, my daughter and my son, they appreciate it, you know. Guide them in a direction, but eventually they're going to get their own taste.
Exactly.
You just try to guide them and say, "Oh, this is what I listen to," and I'm sure it's
And hopefully it rubs off.
You
know,
music is great, huh?
Exactly, and hopefully your taste rubs off on them. You know,
yeah, I hope so. You know, and you know, it's not that. You know, music nowadays, and a lot of it's, you know, a lot of the electronical stuff. You got, you know, all this computerized music, Pro Tools. I mean, it can make me sound like friggin', you know, Paul Rogers. You know, I mean, but the old style recording, old analog, and I believe the Foo Fighters, I saw a documentary on them. They did their last album, which was released last year, you know, it was all analog. They had to bring in all the old equipment. You know, it was done on tape. And, you know, it was kind of nice to see. And of course, the results were really good. I think it's called Shining Lights, a new album. I can't remember off the top, but, you know, that's one I would say the newer bands I really like. I like Garbage, the band. And that's probably, you know, I still got to get more updated. But I do like, God, what's that new band? I like the Hives.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is we are going to take another break, and we'll be back right after we hear Another You. And this is by Mozella, which you can find on their website, mozellamusic.com.
Play.
And welcome back into the playlist. And this is the call-in show, but I actually have an in-studio guest. We got Sarah with us.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
And welcome into the studios. And this isn't your first time here at the studios.
No, I'm not. I'm a little studio slut. I like to get in any way I can, whenever I can.
So you saw that I was doing a call-in playlist, and you decided to stop on by.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any questions, or you just wanted to take a tour of the studio?
I wanted to take a tour. I want to know what you have to offer here. I mean, what is the shell?
The shell is many things, as you could tell.
Well, you need to be more specific, because I want to see, like, the behind-the-scenes tour of, like, the... that, like, no one else gets. I mean, I think your audience deserves that.
I don't know. I don't know if they're ready to see, you know, my basement studio that I record out of.
Yeah, I'm looking around right now, and your basement is pretty damn messy.
Yeah, it's kind of messy. And that's what's going on. By the way, if you are interested in reading our blogs, log on to enterthesshell.com, and you can read a ton of them. And while you're there, you might as well download our cornucopia of podcasts that we have. And hey, since you're already on the internet, you might as well email me if you're in a band or you know a cool band that wants to be featured. Lastly, you have the last question of the day, since you are here. Anything you want to talk to me about?
Yeah, I actually do.
Okay.
I want to ask you, Turtle. So do you think this Kim and Kanye thing is for real?
No, I don't. I don't want to believe it. It's pretty stupid. It's pretty ridiculous.
Oh, no?
They are putting together a super group. Not super group, but like, you know how like...
Oh, my God. You totally watched TMZ the other night, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
You're such a liar. There is totally a theory about Kanye and Kim.
What's the theory?
The theory is that they're gonna have a baby.
No.
Yes.
What are they gonna
call it?
How could they?
It doesn't matter what they're gonna call it. They're gonna call it freaking billions of dollars. That's what they're gonna call it. Like, imagine, like if they had a baby, and no matter what happens, even if they break up, Kim has this little Kanye baby running around that's worth billions of dollars.
They're both
huge names. How can you go wrong?
I'm surprised that they haven't combined their name, you know, like...
They have. It's Kimye.
Kimye? That's horrible. They could have come up with a better, like, name.
Like, well, let's think about now. Why don't like we do,
Con,
like...
Con Karn.
What? Con Kanyashian?
Conchin. Conchin.
What about...
There, I just made
like
it
like the
up.
Magic conch?
Exactly.
What about Kim West? No, that's the name. Kim... I don't know.
Because they both start with K. Kanye
call
and
him,
Kim...
You could call them... I don't know.
Quest.
KKK. Kim and Kanye Kardashian.
Kanye would not take offensive? The Kardashian name.
You don't think so?
No, I...
I think anything to make money, Kanye will do. He's a genius like that.
Okay, so I don't know why you came here then.
Because I love everything Kanye. I need to get your opinion on everything Kanye.
I know. It's really ridiculous.
I'm sorry. I wasted your time. I'm sorry.
You did. We are going to leave you now with Yacht and a really cool song that was originally recorded in 1969. By Bridget Fontaine, and what they did was they came in, they reinvented the song by Bridget Fontaine. This is Le Gourdon.
Oh, I love you, Kanye.
Make sure to find Yacht at teamyacht.com. Until next time, keep the phones packed.
Perdu mes lunettes, ça va être la fête. Les soldats.
Why do you keep on coming here?
I love Kanye.
EnterTheShell.com. Thanks for distracting.